The anti-Christian forces are constantly screaming about what they see as attempts by Christians to Christianize America. But the fact is, there is an orchestrated, relentless, and very successful attempt by these anti-Christian forces to sodomize America by sodomizing America's children. Whether it's the sodomite agenda of Disney or the forced acceptance of the sodomite agenda in America's fascist public school system, or simply songs like this one being heard, memorized, and sang by millions of American teenagers right now on your local pop station. Before you get mad at me for playing that horrible song in this program, you need to face the fact that this is a huge hit with the children, many in your churches, families, and neighborhoods sing along to the songs of Sodom. The spirit of Antichrist is the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the spirit of Antichrist is consuming this nation, including your families, your schools, and even your most professing evangelical churches. And if you deny that, you're either clueless or you're not an honest person. Before going further, let's answer this question: what or who is a sodomite? And let's answer it biblically. There are the sodomites actively engaged in what we call today homosexual activity. Leviticus 18:22 is one of those verses in the Bible that you really wouldn't think would be necessary among sane people. But we live in a wicked, nasty, fallen world. So God had to set down a law against what modern society likes to term, quote, same-sex relations between two consensual adults, end quote. In Leviticus 18:22, God says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination." That word abomination means it makes God want to vomit. This practice of sodomy is any sex act between two men or between two women, and the practice probably began as soon as men began to multiply on the earth after the fall. But the most famous example is the city from which the practice received its name, and that is the city called Sodom. And this is described in detail in Romans chapter 1, and we would urge you to read it for yourself in the King James Bible. In Romans chapter 1, we see the description of the sodomites who first rejected the God of the Bible and His Word. Then Paul writes, beginning in Romans 1:26, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient," end quote. You see, sodomites are not only caught up in the wickedness of what is called same-sex marriage, but they also embrace and promote all different forms of evil. Paul continues and gives us the description of Sodom again in verse 29, saying, "being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud," as in gay pride, "boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers," as in marriage, "without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful." And now let's stop before reading the last verse. You see, it's not just the sexual sodomites who God judges. Listen closely to the last verse in Romans chapter 1, and an even larger number of folks who will be judged with the practicing sodomites. Romans 1 verse 32, we read, "Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." You see, the sodomites are made up of those who practice the act, and also those who have pleasure in them that do them. That would include most of your politicians. That would include a growing number of your preachers, your colleges, your seminaries, your denominations, your churches, your professing Christians, and the majority of the American people, I believe, now fall under the judgment of God as they have pleasure in the lifestyle, which is actually a death style, of the sodomites. And this sodomite revival is only made possible by the brainwashing of American youth. And that is taking place in nearly every avenue of childhood development in these United States of America.
You're listening to Bible Believers Fellowship.
Here is one example of the tens of thousands of schools here in America who are actively promoting the abomination of Sodom to school children who aren't even old enough to be thinking about sex. The first person speaking is a man named Thomas W. Price, principal of Cambridge Friends School in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Listen as sodomy is glorified to these poor, helpless, abused children.
Tomorrow, Thursday, is Gay and Lesbian Pride Day, which I believe is our fourth year at Cambridge Friends School. In our classrooms, from kindergarten through eighth grade, teachers will be talking about gay and lesbian issues.
All the people I'm going to show you in these pictures and talk about right now are gay or lesbian or bi. So many recordings, and she was here in Madison last year, and she is a lesbian. And her partner's name is Julie. So this is Bill T. Jones. He was also in Madison last year. He's a very famous dancer. He's an African-American man.
As you listen to these teachers corrupt the minds of these poor children, keep in mind that most of the teachers are not practicing homosexuals. They are non-practicing sodomites who fall under the judgment of Romans 1:32 that we read a moment ago. Also consider these words from Jesus Christ regarding the Christian children who are being subjected to this mental and spiritual abuse in our fascist public school system. Jesus said, quote, "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea," end quote. And parent, before you go throwing stones, you need to understand that you are ultimately responsible for your children and their spiritual protection. Allowing pagans to raise your children in godless schools is not the biblical idea of Christian parenting. If you don't like what I just said, feel free to email me at bbbfohio@yahoo.com. But you can count on the fact you're going to answer to someone much greater than me. In this next clip, listen as female teachers ask if the school is supposed to refute biblical values, even when it goes against the will or belief system of the parents.
You talking a little bit about what you're going to do tomorrow at Gay and Lesbian Pride Day, and to raise any issues that might have come up in the classroom.
I don't know. I just, for me, and I'm not trying to be the son. And I don't know what to do with, about this, but as a school, are we saying that the kids have to support this? I mean, I guess that's what it sounds like to me, that we're saying if a child comes from a background that says that homosexuality is not correct, are we telling that child that they're supposed to? This is what you're supposed to do?
And I don't know if this works for you, but I think that we are asking kids to believe that this is right. Not as a matter of moral principle, but as a matter of, we're educating them, and this is part of what we consider to be a healthy education.
It's no accident that the state of Massachusetts became the first state in America to legalize what they call gay marriage. That's nothing but blasphemy. But this same sort of child abuse and brainwashing is going on officially and unofficially all over the nation. Let's listen to one more clip from Cambridge, Massachusetts, to simply illustrate that it's during a good old-fashioned story time that these propagandists read sweet little stories about the wonderful world of same-sex marriage to these helpless little boys and girls.
The book is called Asha's Moms, or Mums, really.
Okay, we'll take comments and questions at the end of the story. Here we go. Asha's Mom. My class has been talking all week about the trip we're going to take to the Science Center.
Some of the children, like Terrence and Elsie, have already been there. My teacher, Miss Samuels, gave us a form to take home. Our parents had to fill it out and sign it so that we would have permission to go on the trip. I gave it back to her the next day. Just before break, she asked to see me. She wanted to know which of the names on the form was my mom's.
I said, both. It can't be both. Can't have two moms, she said briskly. But I do. My brother and I have two moms, I protested.
If you could only see these little faces sitting glued to the storyteller, seemingly shocked by this strange notion of having two moms. The efforts of the sodomites to promote this wickedness is relentless and on a grand national and global scale. This revival of Sodom comes just in time to meet with all the other end times prophecies that we are told will take place just as we enter into the time of the Great Tribulation period. In Luke 17:28-30, Jesus compares the end times to the days of Lot when God destroyed Sodom, saying, quote, "Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed," end quote. But double-minded, compromising Christians need to heed verse 32. As Jesus warned, remember Lot's wife. She represents those who play church and pretend to be a Christian, but your heart belongs to this world. And that would explain why so many modern professing Christians are accommodating and embracing the so-called gay agenda, as we see the time of the return of Jesus Christ approaching. Now listen to how the sodomite agenda is taking root among young women in America from this report aired by Clear Channel Communications.
Some call it heteroflexible, straight girls who kiss the opposite sex. Even popular girl magazines are saying female bisexuality is the latest erotic trend. But psychiatrist Dr. Lawrence Abrams says these young girls don't understand what they're doing.
And it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex, but this bit that the kids are getting into is because they've heard something about it being, you know, dangerous and exciting, and let's try something new that'll get attention.
But it's not just schoolgirls. Young women interviewed by Salon.com said they initially kissed other females to get free beer. But soon they saw it as a way to signal that they were sexually open and adventurous.
I'm sure you noted the psychotic psychiatrist in that report telling listeners that, quote, it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex, end quote. Did you get that? In case you missed it, here's the report again.
Some call it hetero-flexible, straight girls who kiss the opposite sex. Even popular girl magazines are saying female bisexuality is the latest erotic trend. But psychiatrist Dr. Lawrence Abrams says these young girls don't understand what they're doing.
And it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex, but this bit that the kids are getting into is because they've heard something about it being, you know, dangerous and exciting, and let's try something new that'll get attention.
Did you hear that? Dr. Lawrence Abrams, like so many of today's legitimized quacks practicing psychiatry, is telling you...
And it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex.
It is? No, Mr. Abrams, it's not fine to show affection to members of the same sex. For starters, the Creator and Judge of mankind says in Leviticus 18:22 that showing affection to members of the same sex is an abomination. It makes God want to vomit.
And it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex.
No, Mr. Abrams, the fact is, showing affection to members of the same sex, which is Mr. Abrams' way of describing sodomy, is not only not fine, but by telling children that, Mr. Abrams is killing our children. We live in an age of apathy. America is rotting internally, but so long as enough of the population is enjoying relative peace and prosperity, the smell of a rotting nation goes unnoticed. But rest assured, it is reaching a point that will make the rot undeniable and dealing with the effects unavoidable. You see, the lie of so-called safe sex is killing people. Condoms fail, and people fail. Therefore, safe sex is dangerous and kills tens of thousands of people each year. And the numbers are worse than most Americans realize. Listen to this report regarding the fact that the CDC has revealed that instead of 400,000 new AIDS infections spread in less than a decade, the numbers are well over 500,000.
Today, the Centers for Disease Control said improved blood tests and new statistical methods can better determine when a person contracted the virus. So now the CDC knows how many people actually get the disease every year, revising previous numbers up a whopping 40%. Since 1992, the CDC had been reporting about 40,000 new infections every year. Now it says the true numbers are more like 56,000 new cases annually.
And I believe those numbers are skewed by the fact that many who get HIV never tell anyone and then go on to commit suicide or die by other means. But if we simply take the numbers reported by the CDC, we're learning that at least 160,000 more people have HIV than was previously thought in just the last decade. And how many of those continue their promiscuous lifestyles not knowing they have HIV, and infecting others? Here is how Dr. Kevin Fenton of the CDC describes AIDS in America in a CBS report.
We do have an epidemic in the United States, an epidemic that is affecting more than 50,000 American lives every year, an epidemic which is ravaging the gay and bisexual male community and minority communities in the U.S. There's a severe and disproportionate impact on gay and bisexual men of all races, the African American community, and of course with Hispanics.
And herein lies the reason it is unconscionable that the National Education Association's member teachers, Department of Education approved textbooks, and supposed medical groups like the American Psychiatric and American Psychological Associations would teach our kids that it's okay to be gay. They are killing children by teaching them such lies. It is true that HIV/AIDS ravages a good number in the heterosexual community, as it is called. But only those committing fornication get HIV through sexual transmission. And many of these heterosexual cases are also victims of the safe sex lie. But the fact is, HIV is disproportionately spread among the sodomites, or what is called the gay community.
The report also shows in 2006, men having sex with men accounted for more than half of all new infections, heterosexuals for 31%, and injection drug users for 12%.
Please let those numbers sink in. 53% of new HIV cases involved homosexuals, and those numbers are conservative. 31% involved heterosexual fornicators, and 12% involved intravenous drug users. Now think of this. The gay population is less than 10 million in this country. The heterosexual population is nearly 300 million. 10 million gays produced 250,000 new HIV cases in a decade, while 300 million heterosexuals produced just over 150,000 new cases, and those only because of fornicators. If these numbers are typical of every 10 million sodomites, and there were 300 million sodomites in America, there would be 7.5 million new cases of HIV in America. It would destroy this country. The idea of what you do behind closed doors is your business is going to kill this nation. Now, do you understand what I just said and those statistics I just read? Do you realize how deadly the so-called gay lifestyle is? Does it not bother you that public school teachers, artists, psychologists, doctors, and politicians are encouraging America's children to look at the so-called gay lifestyle as just an alternative, telling them it's okay to be gay? The more children that are talked into the gay lifestyle, the more children will die. And every time someone like Dr. Lawrence Abrams says,
"And it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex,"
you should get chills. One way modern American society is betraying our children is by pretending that there is nothing immoral about sodomy and by agreeing to legitimize it with things like what they call civil unions. And both major political parties are being led by people who promote such a thing. Here is Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama being interviewed by Rick Warren at Saddleback Church in California.
I am not somebody who promotes same-sex marriage, but I do believe in civil unions. I do believe that we should not, that for a gay partners to want to visit each other in a hospital, for the state to say, you know what, that's all right. I don't think in any way inhibits my core beliefs about what marriage are.
Obama's reasoning is immoral and unjustifiable. But sadly, John McCain, the Republican nominee, takes a similar view.
And that means, that doesn't mean that people can't enter into legal agreements. That doesn't mean that that they don't have the rights of all citizens. I'm not saying that. I am saying that we should preserve the unique status of marriage between one man and one woman. And if a federal court decided that my state of Arizona had to observe what the state of Massachusetts decided, then I would favor a constitutional amendment.
A constitutional amendment defining marriage as a union between one man and one woman will only serve to protect the word marriage. It will not serve to protect this nation from moral decay or protect us from the financial hardships brought on by such unfounded, unlawful unions. We will be crying out for the judgment of God. And this will further erode the morality of our young people as they see the adult world accommodating what God has called evil. A Another front on this battle for our children is found among businesses like McDonald's and Disney, who only exist because of the patronage of families with children. But sodomites survive like parasites, never contributing and only denigrating and corrupting society when they appear. McDonald's is now being boycotted by dozens of Christian and family groups for their increased support of the so-called gay community. Here's a TV ad from McDonald's as they boast of their support of the gay community.
Gay Pride Month commemorates the June 1969 rebellion of a courageous group of gay, lesbian, and transgender patrons who took action during a raid on New York City's Stonewall Inn. Since 1970, San Francisco has celebrated Gay Pride, and its annual parade is one of the best-known Pride events anywhere in the world. McDonald's is proud of our commitment to a diverse workforce and of our recognition by the Human Rights Campaign as a company that actively demonstrates its commitment to the gay and lesbian community.
Remember that the next time you eat a Big Mac. Since 1991, more than 100,000 sodomites descend upon Walt Disney World in June of each year for the Gay Days event, which is not sponsored by the Walt Disney Company directly, but according to the Christian Action Network, is organized with Disney's cooperation and approval. Martin Mollier of the Christian Action Network is quoted saying, quote, "I want to point out that this event is not called Gay Days in Orlando. It's called Gay Days at Walt Disney World. And as such, we believe Disney is responsible for all the activity that takes place under the umbrella of this event, whether it takes place on Disney property or off Disney property. But as you can see, there is plenty of offensive homosexual activity taking place within the Disney theme parks that would shock most parents and their small children," end quote. But most professing Christians will continue buying Disney and ignoring its contributions to the corruption of children and the destruction of our nation. Now listen to how the sodomite agenda is taking root among young women in America from this report aired by Clear Channel Communications.
Some call it hetero-flexible, straight girls who kiss the opposite sex. Even popular girl magazines are saying female bisexuality is the latest erotic trend. But psychiatrist Dr. Lawrence Abrams says these young girls don't understand what they're doing.
And it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex, but this bit that the kids are getting into is because they've heard something about it being, you know, dangerous and exciting, and let's try something new that'll get attention.
But it's not just schoolgirls. Young women interviewed by Salon.com said they initially kissed other females to get free beers. But soon they saw it as a way to signal that they were sexually open and adventurous.
I'm sure you noted the psychotic psychiatrist in that report telling listeners that, quote, it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex, end quote. Did you get that? In case you missed it, here's the report again.
Some call it hetero-flexible, straight girls who kiss the opposite sex. Even popular girl magazines are saying female bisexuality is the latest erotic trend. But psychiatrist Dr. Lawrence Abrams says these young girls don't understand what they're doing.
And it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex, but this bit that the kids are getting into is because they've heard something about it being, you know, dangerous and exciting, and let's try something new that'll get attention.
Did you hear that? Dr. Lawrence Abrams, like so many of today's legitimized quacks practicing psychiatry, is telling you...
And it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex.
It is? No, Mr. Abrams, it's not fine to show affection to members of the same sex. For starters, the Creator and Judge of mankind says in Leviticus 18:22 that showing affection to members of the same sex is an abomination. It makes God want to vomit.
And it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex.
No, Mr. Abrams, the fact is, showing affection to members of the same sex, which is Mr. Abrams' way of describing sodomy, is not only not fine, but by telling children that, Mr. Abrams is killing our children. We live in an age of apathy. America is rotting internally, but so long as enough of the population is enjoying relative peace and prosperity, the smell of a rotting nation goes unnoticed. But rest assured, it is reaching a point that will make the rot undeniable and dealing with the effects unavoidable. You see, the lie of so-called safe sex is killing people. Condoms fail, and people fail. Therefore, safe sex is dangerous and kills tens of thousands of people each year. And the numbers are worse than most Americans realize. Listen to this report regarding the fact that the CDC has revealed that instead of 400,000 new AIDS infections spread in less than a decade, the numbers are well over 500,000.
Today, the Centers for Disease Control said improved blood tests and new statistical methods can better determine when a person contracted the virus. So now the CDC knows how many people actually get the disease every year, revising previous numbers up a whopping 40%. Since 1992, the CDC had been reporting about 40,000 new infections every year. Now it says the true numbers are more like 56,000 new cases annually.
And I believe those numbers are skewed by the fact that many who get HIV never tell anyone and then go on to commit suicide or die by other means. But if we simply take the numbers reported by the CDC, we're learning that at least 160,000 more people have HIV than was previously thought in just the last decade. And how many of those continue their promiscuous lifestyles not knowing they have HIV and infecting others? Here is how Dr. Kevin Fenton of the CDC describes AIDS in America in a CBS report.
We do have an epidemic in the United States, an epidemic that is affecting more than 50,000 American lives every year, an epidemic which is ravaging the gay and bisexual male community and minority communities in the U.S. There's a severe and disproportionate impact on gay and bisexual men of all races, the African American community, and of course with Hispanics.
And herein lies the reason it is unconscionable that the National Education Association's member teachers, Department of Education approved textbooks, and supposed medical groups like the American Psychiatric and American Psychological Associations would teach our kids that it's okay to be gay. They are killing children by teaching them such lies. It is true that HIV/AIDS ravages a good number in the heterosexual community, as it is called. But only those committing fornication get HIV through sexual transmission. And many of these heterosexual cases are also victims of the safe sex lie. But the fact is, HIV is disproportionately spread among the sodomites, or what is called the gay community.
The report also shows in 2006, men having sex with men accounted for more than half of all new infections, heterosexuals for 31%, and injection drug users for 12%.
Please let those numbers sink in. 53% of new HIV cases involved homosexuals, and those numbers are conservative. 31% involved heterosexual fornicators, and 12% involved intravenous drug users. Now think of this. The gay population is less than 10 million in this country. The heterosexual population is nearly 300 million. 10 million gays produced 250,000 new HIV cases in a decade, while 300 million heterosexuals produced just over 150,000 new cases, and those only because of fornicators. If these numbers are typical of every 10 million sodomites, and there were 300 million sodomites in America, there would be 7.5 million new cases of HIV in America. It would destroy this country. The idea what you do behind closed doors is your business is going to kill this nation. Now, do you understand what I just said and those statistics I just read? Do you realize how deadly the so-called gay lifestyle is? Does it not bother you that public school teachers, artists, psychologists, doctors, and politicians are encouraging America's children to look at the so-called gay lifestyle as just an alternative, telling them it's okay to be gay? The more children that are talked into the gay lifestyle, the more children will die. And every time someone like Dr. Lawrence Abrams says,
"And it's fine to show affection to members of the same sex,"
you should get chills. One way modern American society is betraying our children is by pretending that there is nothing immoral about sodomy and by agreeing to legitimize it with things like what they call civil unions. And both major political parties are being led by people who promote such a thing. Here is Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama being interviewed by Rick Warren at Saddleback Church in California.
I am not somebody who promotes same-sex marriage, but I do believe in civil unions. I do believe that we should not, that for a gay partners to want to visit each other in a hospital, for the state to say, you know what, that's all right. I don't think in any way inhibits my core beliefs about what marriage are.
Obama's reasoning is immoral and unjustifiable. But sadly, John McCain, the Republican nominee, takes a similar view.
And that means, that doesn't mean that people can't enter into legal agreements. That doesn't mean that that they don't have the rights of all citizens. I'm not saying that. I am saying that we should preserve the unique status of marriage between one man and one woman. And if a federal court decided that my state of Arizona had to observe what the state of Massachusetts decided, then I would favor a constitutional amendment.
A constitutional amendment defining marriage as a union between one man and one woman will only serve to protect the word marriage. It will not serve to protect this nation from moral decay or protect us from the financial hardships brought on by such unfounded, unlawful unions. We will be crying out for the judgment of God. And this will further erode the morality of our young people as they see the adult world accommodating what God has called evil. Another front on this battle for our children is found among businesses like McDonald's and Disney, who only exist because of the patronage of families with children. But sodomites survive like parasites, never contributing and only denigrating and corrupting society when they appear. McDonald's is now being boycotted by dozens of Christian and family groups for their increased support of the so-called gay community. Here's a TV ad from McDonald's as they boast of their support of the gay community.
Gay Pride Month commemorates the June 1969 rebellion of a courageous group of gay, lesbian, and transgender patrons who took action during a raid on New York City's Stonewall Inn. Since 1970, San Francisco has celebrated Gay Pride, and its annual parade is one of the best-known Pride events anywhere in the world. McDonald's is proud of our commitment to a diverse workforce and of our recognition by the Human Rights Campaign as a company that actively demonstrates its commitment to the gay and lesbian community.
Remember that the next time you eat a Big Mac. Since 1991, more than 100,000 sodomites descend upon Walt Disney World in June of each year for the Gay Days event, which is not sponsored by the Walt Disney Company directly, but according to the Christian Action Network, is organized with Disney's cooperation and approval. Martin Mollier of the Christian Action Network is quoted saying, quote, "I want to point out that this event is not called Gay Days in Orlando. It's called Gay Days at Walt Disney World. And as such, we believe Disney is responsible for all the activity that takes place under the umbrella of this event, whether it takes place on Disney property or off Disney property. But as you can see, there is plenty of offensive homosexual activity taking place within the Disney theme parks that would shock most parents and their small children, end quote. But most professing Christians will continue buying Disney and ignoring its contributions to the corruption of children and the destruction of our nation. We may not be surprised to see the sins of Sodom gaining acceptance among the Christ-rejecting world, but American Christians must wake up to the fact that apostate preachers and teachers have found their way into your churches and are now teaching your children that sodomy by the names of gay, lesbian, homosexual, transgender is acceptable to God. New Age author Neil Donald Walsh wrote a series titled Conversations with God for Teens. Those books have influenced tens of thousands of teenagers for more than a decade. In these books, Walsh claims to have heard from God and that God told him that there is no such thing as right and wrong. This is the underlying relativism that is leading the next generation of Americans to embrace and accept gays and gay marriage. These books were handed out by youth leaders and youth ministers, and they still are being given to children. What is worse is that megachurch pastors and authors like Rick Warren also freely quote Neil Donald Walsh and treat him as a brother in Christ. He is not. He is New Age, which is nothing but Satanism with a makeover and a name change. This lack of moral absolutes is running through the lifeblood of the modern church and professing Christianity. In her final year at public school, my daughter was explaining to a classmate what the Bible had to say about sodomy. Her teacher was a church-attending professing Christian who interrupted her and explained to all the kids that, quote, it's okay to be gay, end quote. I removed her from that school, and she, along with my other children, are homeschooled. But that is the position being taken by a growing number of Christian leaders who teach adults and children alike in church and Christian functions, and they teach them to think of the so-called homosexual as just another brother and sister in Christ. In our previous segment, we heard Tony Campolo say just that. Here's Campolo again, embracing this accommodating position on sodomy, claiming that gays are born to be gay, as though God created them to be this way.
First of all, both of us agree that people do not choose to be homosexual.
Let there be no confusion. Tony Campolo and his emergent church crowd are positioning themselves for the full acceptance of sodomy as a legitimate, supported, and accommodated lifestyle in their emergent church cult. Campolo continues.
In this respect, I don't so much speak as a theologian, but I speak as a sociologist. For 10 years when I was on the faculty at the University of Pennsylvania, our department was involved in extensive research on sexual matters, and I interviewed many, many, many homosexual men. And in that process of investigation, I became absolutely convinced, number one, that people do not choose this orientation. They do not choose to be homosexual.
So Campolo is accusing God. But Campolo and the emergents have a standard technique in trying to silence those who protest their views by turning to Scripture, and that is to belittle the opposition as being short on brains and lacking sense. Here is Campolo demonstrating the emergent church treatment toward those who stick to God's Word and reject the world's pseudo-wisdom on the sin of sodomy.
Everybody who has any sense knows that it is not a chosen orientation.
Another emergent church cult leader is a man named Brian McLaren. He has worked closely with Tony Campolo and spent much of his time infecting college-age kids with the acceptance of Sodom. In a January 23, 2006 blog entry titled Out of Ur on ChristianityToday.com, McLaren says, quote, "Frankly, many of us don't know what we should think about homosexuality. We've heard all sides, but no position has yet won our confidence so that we can say it seems good to the Holy Spirit and us." End quote. Mr. McLaren, the Holy Spirit wrote these words, Leviticus 18:22, quote, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, it is abomination," end quote. The Holy Spirit also accounts for the fact that the city known for its greed and license exemplified in the sin of sodomy and violated Leviticus 18:22 to the point of acceptance and public display and support for sodomy was destroyed by God. You can read about that in Genesis 19. The Holy Spirit also endorsed the actions of Asa when, like his ancestor King David, King Asa drove the Sodomites out of Israel. We read in 1 Kings 15:11 and 12, "And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father, and he took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made." The Holy Spirit makes clear what is good to him through Scripture. Never once is a Sodomite accepted by God without repentance. Never once is such a thing as a, quote, "loving same-sex relationship," end quote, endorsed or even tolerated. Finally, 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10, 2 Timothy 3, 1-5, and Revelation 21:8 make it clear that effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, those without natural affection, and the abominable, all terms referring to those in the lifestyle of sodomy, are condemned. 2 Timothy 3:5 bans any accommodation of sodomites, quote, "having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof," end quote, and we are told, quote, "from such turn away," end quote. I just quoted the Holy Spirit. After all that, Brian McLaren tells the college kids that, quote, "no position has yet won our confidence so that we can say it seems good to the Holy Spirit and us," end quote. And Tony Campolo echoes that sentiment, saying,
I have to say that the case in Scripture is not as overwhelming as a lot of people would like you to believe.
No, Tony, it is overwhelming unless you go into apostasy and reject the infallibility of Scripture and begin accepting man's word as an authority over God's word. And then there is Tony Jones, author of books geared toward youth, titles like The New Christians and Postmodern Youth Ministry. Jones promotes an emergent church where members debate whether or not gays are not only accepted, but should possibly be ordained into ministry. Here is Tony Jones on Canadian radio.
In our day, it's debating gay ordination, or it's debating how do you understand the Bible to be true or authoritative. You know, these are the important issues, so we want to build places where people can talk about them.
And the emergent church is joined by Word Faith teachers like T.D. Jakes, who are opening the door to what could be called a gay interpretation of the Bible. Here is a shocking quote Jakes made about Ruth and Naomi. He said, quote, "Ruth turns to Naomi and says, 'I shall not leave thee.'" She makes her statement to this woman that sounds somewhat somewhere in between poetry, intimacy, and borders on lesbianism. People don't even know how to explain what Ruth said to Naomi. It makes them uncomfortable. They're afraid to talk about it. They don't want to teach on it. Same thing with David and Jonathan, where there were same-sex relationships getting too close. People don't even know what to say. End quote. So you have the church filled with pro-Sodomite preachers and this pro-Sodomite indoctrination going on in the classrooms all across the country in public schools. WorldNet Daily reports that this past year in Illinois, Deerfield High School freshmen were forced to sign a confidentiality agreement promising not to tell their parents about a gay indoctrination seminar in what Christian groups called a shocking and brazen act of government abuse of parental rights. The school officials required the 14-year-olds to attend a Gay Straight Alliance Network panel discussion led by gay and lesbian upperclassmen during a freshman advisory class, which secretly featured inappropriate discussions of a sexual nature in promotion of high-risk homosexual behaviors. This whole sorry affair has been infinitely compounded by U.S. District Judge Mark L. Wolf. Wolf essentially said, quote, "The rights of religious freedom and parental control over the upbringing of children would undermine teaching and learning. The fascist state is coming for your children." Parents who care about their children will do everything they can to guard them from this sodomite indoctrination. Parents who really don't care about their children will simply open the doors and let them run into the waiting arms of Lucifer, who will drag them into the sodomite death style that will kill them at a young age and take them to hell. As we close this study, I will suppose that I am talking to parents who really do care about their children, and there are some important things that a parent must do. First, you must be born again. Don't think you can reject Jesus Christ and be a truly good parent. As we look at the important things you must do, we will see that unless you are a true believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ, you simply will not be able to fulfill your role as a good parent. To be born again simply means that you believe that Jesus Christ was the sinless Savior who died on the cross as the substitute for you. You are a sinner and deserve death, but the Savior who knew no sin died in your place. You must believe and trust in His shed blood and death on the cross as full payment for your sins. And you must believe that He rose from the grave and is alive today. Jesus is your Savior. He is the risen Lord, and He will one day judge us all. If you believe that, the Bible says that at that moment you are born again. Read John 3, 1-18, and then read Romans 10, 9-13. And of course, contact us with your questions. We would love to counsel you from God's Word. Once you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, the Bible says that the Spirit of Jesus lives in you, enabling you to continue to grow spiritually and become the parent you ought to be. And that brings us to the second point. A good parent will read the Bible with his or her children. A good parent will pray with their children. A good parent will attend a local Christian fellowship for additional spiritual growth and fellowship with their children. Beyond this, a good parent will talk with their children when important issues such as morality come up. Watch TV with your children so that you can gauge what they should and should not be watching. Be aware of their friends, music, books, and magazines. When you object to something, prayerfully go to Scripture and share God's Word on the matter and not just some knee-jerk opinion. And by all means, the most important thing for a good parent to do is to take charge of your child's education. If you are able, you must remove your child from public schools. If you cannot, you must become a well-known figure at that school and watch what is happening. Talk to your child about it each day, each school day, and do not be shy about your core faith and biblical values. Remember, this is your child. Your child is not a ward of the state. If you can, homeschool or place the child in a good Christian school. It's up to you. Parents, be diligent and vigilant. Your children are relying on you.